EPA's Water of the U.S. rule was a topic of discussion in two Senate committees on Wednesday. In a hearing on the federal regulatory system, the Senate Judiciary Committee heard from American Farm Bureau Federation General Counsel Ellen Steen that EPA abused the normal rulemaking process in development of the controversial rule.
From the day it first issued the proposed rule, EPA behaved like an advocate for a decision that was already made, willing to say most anything to achieve the desired result. It waged a public relations campaign aimed directly at farmers and ranchers, providing false and misleading assurances in speeches and in blogs that the rule will not increase permitting requirements for farmers or get in the way of farming. But those of us who have litigated agency rules and agency interpretations of their rules know that courts won't give weight to today's speeches and blogs. Our experience is that EPA and the Corps will interpret their rules broadly, not narrowly.
Meanwhile, the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee passed a bill that would require EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to withdraw the rule and start over. The bill was introduced by Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, who says EPA's final rule was worse than the proposed rule.
Now, this is important because my colleagues have been waiting for the rule to be released and gave the administration the benefit of the doubt. But I am here to tell you that no matter what concessions EPA has claimed, they added new provisions that greatly expand their authority. For example, instead of clarifying the difference between a stream and erosion of the land, the rule defines tributaries to include any place where EPA thinks it sees a, believe this, ordinary high water mark. Well, what looks like, not what is, but the EPA says what looks like a high water mark. Even worse, EPA proposes to make these decisions from their desks, using aerial photographs and laser-generated images, claiming a field visit isn't necessary.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.